A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings glad tidings, announcing peace, bearing good news, announcing salvation, and saying, Zion, your God is king. Hark, your sentinels raise and cry together as they shout for joy. For they see directly before their eyes the Lord restoring Zion. Break out together in song, O ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord comforts his people. He redeems Jerusalem. The Lord has bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will behold the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord. Reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, in past time God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. In these last days he has spoken to us through the Son, whom he made heirs of all things, and through and though he created the universe, who is the refuge of the glory, the imprint of his being, and who sustains all things by his mighty word. When he had accomplished purification of sins, he took his seat at the right hand of the majesty on high, as far superior to the angels, and the name he had inherited is more excellent than theirs. For whom to which the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you," or again, "I will be a father to him, and he shall be my son to me." And again, when he lead the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." The word of the Lord.